This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Northbound lanes of Powers Boulevard are back open this morning following a multi-vehicle crash near Old Ranch Road. It happened around 2:30 yesterday. In all, there were three cars involved. One of the drivers died after being rushed to the hospital. The two officers were checked out on scene with just minor injuries. Police say one of the drivers was going south on Powers before crossing the median and hitting the other vehicles head-on. For now, it's not known what led to the car losing control. A full jury is now seated in the criminal trial against former President Donald Trump. Five alternate jurors were chosen Friday, completing the process for selecting 12 jurors and six alternates. The trial centers a potential sex scandal cover-up that took place just days before the 2016 presidential election. New York prosecutors accused Trump of falsifying invoices, ledger entries, and checks to hide reimbursement of hush money payments made to an adult film star. In Maryland, bond was denied for the student accused of writing a more than 100-page manifesto outlining a potential school shooting. Six people are now in police custody following a shooting near Galley Road and Babcock. Colorado Springs police responded to the 5300 block of King Scott Drive just after midnight. There, officers found an adult male and juvenile male, both shot. Police say their wounds are non-life-threatening. From there, officers say detectives took over the investigation. Police ended up serving 31 total search warrants, including social media, cell phone, body, and residential warrants. The Colorado Springs Fire Department is set to become the first agency in the state to carry whole blood, allowing emergency responders to perform blood transfusions before a patient is rushed to the hospital. The groundbreaking program comes through a partnership with UC Health and 75 other investors. It aims to increase survival rates and improve outcomes for patients suffering from traumatic injuries or illnesses by getting them life-saving blood transfusions faster than before. The Environmental Protection Agency is designating two forever chemicals as hazardous. They are PFOA and PFOS. The homicide on South Academy was a part of a busy week for Springs Police. In the span of the past week, they've now responded to four homicides. This year's total has doubled what they were for the same time last year. Thursday night, a man was fatally shot on Sinton Road, a few blocks from south of Garden of the Gods Road. Police still are searching for a suspect in that case, but adding there's usually not a specific reason for the occasional uptick in deadly crime. Tonight, your defending champion Denver Nuggets start their playoff run against LeBron and the Los Angeles Lakers. You can catch all that action right here on KRDO 13. Game 1 tips off at 6:30 tonight. Everyone's hoping they can put together another series sweep against the Lakers this postseason. We'll have you join us for the latest for that and also a special edition of KRDO 13 News after the game. KRDO 13 News at 10 to follow. The Trump campaign and Republican National Committee are pleading to deploy 100,000 volunteers and lawyers to monitor vote counting in battleground states for November's election.
We're cooler than yesterday across the board. We start chilly right around the freezing mark in the morning and only warm up to the high 40s in Colorado Springs. You can expect high 50s in Pueblo during the afternoon hours. We'll be cloudy with rain chances for our lower-lying areas and snow for higher elevation areas. Starting again in the afternoon around 1, 2 o'clock until around 9 o'clock tonight when we dry out for the most part. I'm Storm Tracker 13's Julia Donovan. That's weather on KRDO News Radio. Stay warm and dry out there.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.